Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Once the expectations were clear, Abraham's servant willingly took a solemn oath to do just as Abraham required. And he called on Yahweh Elohim, the Creator God, the one sovereignly ruling over all creation, not just Canaan, but all creation, including Mesopotamia. It certainly is appropriate that the one who is the giver of life should be the witness and the one expected to provide guidance and understanding to this servant. The servant does his thing. He gets all the materials, resources, supplies together. He goes on his journey, thinking about the dynamic here between Abraham and his servant. Perhaps now that Sarah has died. Yes, Abraham has remarried, but Sarah has died, and perhaps this servant took on some of the intimacy Sarah and Abraham had as far as talking things through, and the level of trust that existed between them. The servant had access to all of Abraham's assets. They were at his disposal, and he judiciously selected what would be necessary for his journey, along with what would impress the girl and her family. Whatever he takes, whatever he shows of the family and their resources to the potential bride, is very important here. He gets to Nahor's hometown, and one of the first things he does is to pray. He gets the camels to kneel down by the well, and then he prays. He prays to the Lord God of his master Abraham and asks for success, that God would make his efforts successful. He does not pray on his own behalf. He prays that God would make him successful as a favor to Abraham. He has a plan as he prays. He says, "Give me success, show kindness, show favor to my master Abraham. Here is what I will do, and here is what I would like for you to do, what I am asking you to do." He prays that God would make his efforts successful according to his plan, according to how he will determine who is the right person. He is trusting God that as he goes through this scenario of asking, "Can I please have something to drink?" that she will give him a drink and then say, "Oh, by the way, I will water your camels too." He expects whoever God brings along who answers those things, those conditions that he has made, that God will make sure she is the right girl. He has great wisdom in that he is looking for a wife for Isaac who has a servant's heart, someone who willingly and graciously serves others. Silently, the man watched her with interest to determine if the Lord had made his journey successful or not. After the camels had finished drinking, the man took out a gold nose ring weighing a bekah, and two gold bracelets weighing 10 shekels, and gave them to her. "Whose daughter are you?" he asked. "Tell me, is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night?" She said to him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, whom Milcah bore to Nahor. We have plenty of straw and feed," she added, "and room for you to spend the night." The man bowed his head and worshipped the Lord, saying, "Praised be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not abandoned his faithful love for my master. The Lord has led me to the house of my master's relatives." God's response had already begun. It had begun a long time before, but his immediate response to the prayer was that before the servant finishes praying, Rebekah is on the way. God doesn't even wait until the servant is done before he is already moving things along. It seems the servant did not have a lot of options to choose from. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.